Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers. If you are on a quest for happiness, if you are seeking happiness, well, stop it. Just stop it. It won't work. Not in the long haul, it won't work. Happiness is to be found right here, right now, in whatever we are doing or whatever we're not doing. It's always to be found right here, right now. When I say to myself, I want to be happy, it somehow means that I'm not happy, not right here, not right now. That somehow I'm unhappy with myself, with the situations I find myself in, my surroundings, or the people who are or who are not in my life. I say things to myself like, I'll be happy when I get a job, or when I win $1 million, or when I get a new car, or live in a different place. I'll be happy when the pandemic is over, when I don't have to wear a mask. This list of whens can go on forever and ever. We feel we'll be happy when it stops raining, or for those of us here in California, when it starts raining again. Do we see what's happening here? We're surrendering our happiness to other people, places, situation, events, and surroundings that are oftentimes beyond our control. We become such good victims of what other people say about us or think about us. And we too often and too quickly come to the conclusion, well, maybe they're right. Well, maybe they're not. So just stop it. Just stop it. To find our happiness, we need to find it within us. And to discover the happiness that is within us, we need to do the hard work of surrendering to all of these other people, places, things, events, all the things which we think will make us happy. We need to surrender to them and allow the happiness that is within us, that's always within us, to emerge. The Serenity Prayer of 12-step programs says it all. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and God, give me the wisdom to know the difference between the two. I believe that acceptance is the key to happiness, but this does not mean by accepting it, this does not mean that everything is just fine and dandy. What it really means is that we stop the endless war in our heads, battling with people, places, things, ideas, all sorts of this endless war that is going on within us. And this endless war that's within us is seeking terms of peace. The happiness within us is seeking peace, a peace that the world simply cannot give, a peace that simply no one, no thing, no time can give us. It can only be experienced by becoming open enough to allow it to surface, to express itself in our lives, and then to be shared with the lives of others. Give this happiness that is within us a chance. Give this peace within us a chance to be expressed within us by opening ourselves up to it, by opening ourselves to the primary goodness that we are. Give this peace a chance to be felt by you, by me, and by all those around us.